Does the president actually see Iran as an adversary? There is huge worry. I mean, you have united every American ally in the Middle East on this question, from Israel to Saudi Arabia, on the question of how the president understands Iran. There's a great fear that he thinks that he's going to be able to convert them toward becoming a rational actor on the international stage. Do you believe that, that they're going to change out of this?
So we believe that an agreement is necessary and has to be good enough to be worth doing, even if Iran doesn't change. If 10 or 15 years from now, Iran is the same as it is today in terms of its government, the deal has to be good enough that it can exist on those merits. That said, we believe that a world in which there is a deal with Iran is much more likely to produce an evolution in Iranian behavior than a world in which there is no deal. In fact, to take some of the criticisms, if the notion is that Iran has been engaged in these destabilizing activities under the last several years when they've been under the pressure of sanctions, well, clearly sanctions are not acting as some deterrent against them doing destabilizing activities in the region. Secondly, the very people inside of Iran who oppose this deal are the worst actors inside of Iran, the hardliners, who are very comfortable being in a sanctions environment where they have illicit sources of funding and they're empowered in the system. There is an Iranian populace that clearly wants to move in a different direction. That's why they elected a different type of candidate. That's not to say we're not going to have profound differences with President Rouhani. But the point is, I think, in a world of a deal, there is a greater possibility that you will see Iran evolve in a direction in which they're more engaged with the international community and less dependent upon the types of activities that they've been engaged in.